Makim. The meaning of muksa, first, what does the word muksa mean? So muksa is from the sharis of kate, cut, the end, the edge. And basically when a person says, he puts off in mind the in the muksa. That means most things on Shabbos, when they're muksa, the reason is because you don't plan to use it, the afasar and kiss, or muksa makas itza, klishan lakal itza, these things are not made to be used on Shabbos, therefore it's muksa, you push off your mind from it. Now the newest different types of muksa, you see the Mishnah, he starts off the Simen Shin Ches, the Lachta Muksa, shows the Simen Shin Yabeit, he's marked them and says there are six different types of Muksas. The Chayadim writes there are four types of Muksas, the Tversa writes there are eight types of Muksas, the Mi'iri and Beyer, he starts off saying there's close to 50 different types of Muksas. The side is how exactly divided up, I don't think the Machlok is a number, I think numbers are Dafka, but there's a lot of Muksas. And the Ikkad is a Machlok is in Shabbos, Beyer and Yontif. Machalik Shib Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, if there is muksa at all, Shimon holds a muksa, and Yehuda passing there is muksa. How do we hold? We passing there's no muksa on Shabbos, a muksa on Shabbos. Now it sounds very funny, very strange, we have muksa all the time, so rather from the sugi to go through it, what does it mean for when do we passing a muksa, what do we passing a muksa, when does Shimon agree? And we passing be'ikah by Shabbos a muksa, the marshal of one case, muksa machmas mias, there is no such muksa, we don't have it. Mashengim v'yontif, you pass him yesh mukso, there's mukso. That's the basic yisoid, and there's a lot of lomdas behind it, but that we'll have to get to. That's the machlokes, we pass him a mukso, but yet numerous times this will come upon the cases of mukso. The Shlo, when he, at the end of his paper, Shnei, on the Shlo, in Pergner Mitzvah, he starts off saying that Olam is that nizer in numerous things. One thing specifically he points out, people are not nizr in the muksa. People are not nizr in the muksa. And he writes, he's not talking about Rishoyim, Moshutni, that some Amratzim, they don't know anything, they're not Shem and Mitzvahs, that they pick up stones and rats, they throw them on Shabbos. So he's talking about even people who are Yer Hashem, who are Yer Shemayim, still, the problem is they're not nizr in the muksa. He says, Ikka, why? Because they don't know the Protim, and the Loch is very well. This month, a couple months, says Hashem, we're learning muksa. And the point is, not only just one of the lamdas and the sorus, but try to get as much as you can down to lach l'maisa. Down, we'll go till the Mishnah Brua. What every person should do is first, I say the harav. That's one choice you have to learn the lach l'muksa. Or to learn very well themselves till the maskano, to know exactly what to do. Why? You should not be like the Shloss says, the person that is, even the Yishmam and not Nizek, they just don't know the Prata very well. What a person should do is, after learning the Mishnah Brua, everyone should pick their own sefer, which they like, to see the practical applications. Now, numerous, over 20 Shlomos, that you can pick whichever one you want, in Hebrew and English, whether it's Oskol, or Feldheim, or Chodeshoni, or anything you want, the numerous Shlomos and Muksa, and if you pick one to do, a local might know exactly what to do. In Shabbos, in Lamentes Melachos, so what if people are Mishnah, the Mishnah Shabbos, he writes, he says, from earlier sources, the way Chil Shabbos comes from Muksa. Why do you call Shabbos? Why the Olim did not know the Chen idea that the Issa Tiltum and Issa Muksa? Why do you call Shabbos comes from it? So the point is, learning Shabbos is Torah Meim L'Day Ma'isa. And you should not come to this concern. Now first, Muksa, with Makar for Muksa. Pastor Sha'olim understands Muksa is a Din Drabonon. Why? We'll get to Gemara later on. Gemara said Nehemiah was going to Indo Muksa. The Shabbos is the Gemara of Sakin, that's on Zion and Beis. The Gemara says the Muksa is the Raisa. In fact, the Gemara Muksa is the Raisa. I'm not in yet. The Ksiv, the Bingan Apostolic, I think it passes by. On Shabbos, you have to have everything prepared for Shabbos. In the Vechino preparation, things have to be ready for Shabbos. The Gemara of the Vaita saying, with Azara, I said, let's have the Kamalapa. The Gemara starts off with Kalapak, the Gemara of Sakhan, that Muksa is the Din the Raisa Mamish. Din the Raisa. Rashi and Bayan, Abed and Bayes, he says, Rabbah, he's going to choose Rabbah there, saying, Shtasa, the Rabbah holds the Muksa the Raisa. Rashi seems to pass it away. The Shilter, as the Tziv, named Shil, explains, that he also passes the Muksa the Mamish the Raisa. Atar Hashemi, Tosis, and Ervin, Lamachas, and Bayes, quotes Rashi and says, choose the Gemara, so I thought that way the Muksa the Raisa. However, he got the Gemara. The Psalm, the Maskan, he wants to say, the Gemara was the Kaiser, and Muksa passes there upon him, and Chemi, when he's there upon it. The Mir goes this way, and Lalocha, the people of God, the Chayodim, the Mishabrua, they write, the Mishabrua and Simon Shin Ches, they write, the Muks is their Abonim. So my flake is, we're showing the Muks is their Abonim, the Raisa, we pass in the Muks is their Abonim. Pashas, you say, one Afkamina is, a Sophic, go to the Sugis, learn the Lachas. you don't know what to do, you have a chalit ha'poiskim, sofik. If it's deraisa, sofik deraisa l'chogro. If it's d'rabbanon, sofik d'rabbanon l'kulo. That'd be a pashas in nafkamino. However, there's a place of the Yishanim in Be'er, Dafgimel and Be'ez, that's talking about sofik muchon. You have sofik if something's prepared for Shabbos or not. He says in the din of a deraisa, well, because even if you want to tell me it's only d'rabbanon, but since asmuchu akra, we have a smacht upon a pasuk. Of a hoya of Yom Hashishi, Mechino Hashem Biu, since that smachto, says such a shalma the din of a deraiso. A klal. The Mashal ben Yedanel there also, and the Pirmagonim numerous times, Hilchos Shabbos says numerous times, that even though usually Sav Dabon Lekulo, however, over here, Savak Dabon is going to be Lechumra, why? It's a Savak and a smachta akro, and we'll be machma for it. One case, that's what the Pirmagonim says. However, if you look in the Mishabru and the Shayatin and Simon Shintet, the Prophet Lamadal, the Chosal over there, he writes very clearly that Muxad Rabbanon differs Savak Lahakal. Mishabru Paskins comes from the Beis Yosef, calling Rashba and Shufa, and he argues on, I don't know if he argues, but first he says that Klal is by Muxad the Lahakal, which know is Savak Lahakal. I wouldn't do this Prima Godom that says Savak Muchon is a smack that caused Dinna the Savak derives Lahakal, even though it's only the Rabbanon. So, first, one way to Mechalik is that some Sofer writes beginning of Be'er or in Shuvah, and the Siv writes. That's true, the case of Sovak Muchon, we see the different types of Muxas. There's a case of Muxah that you cannot, it's Isser Shtamchus, Issa Hano. That, said of some Sofer, that's Machalik is Rishonim, that's Din Rabon or Din Deraiso. You want to use the Chazon Shabbat? It wasn't prepared. Tiltul Muxas, said of some Sofer, Lekuli Amma. Do that Tiltul Muxas? That Lekuli Amma Drabonim. That's no Shaykhis to this case of Drabon Deraiso. The whole machlok is in the sugya of Pesach and Rishon and Malacha. And Rashi is only in the case where you have being mishtamish. There could be one issa of mishtamishes in the chesed on Shabbos. A second issa, when a chemi makes a gezeiro, that's in us being metal to mukhsor. Moving mukhsor, we have to get the sugyas, the mekoris first. But the abundant says it's on sugya, the sunyama is a case when you're being metal to mukhsor.
Okay,
it's talking about the case of bosses, and it wants to talk about metal to. That's his case. Yes. Oh. Yes, it won't be right at the end. Yeah. So that.
It won't be right
at the end of the day. That's actually the core of that, with that case. But the people are just calling the Rashi and Tysus, and he says that we're fasting like Tysus. So there's a way. So it comes out. Again, Machloek is a doctor by being Mishamish of the Chepis, but however, the Tiltul, so if I'm sorry, one side, Lekuli Amma is only Din Rabbanon. I think anyone pointed out, but of course, I think the Prima Godom disagrees. One case is that everyone says in davening, on the Friday night, the person has the mitzvah, Chiv, to check his pockets, some of the Shabbos, or on Shabbos itself, put down the simulation base, the person has to check your pocket. Why? Pasha is Alpha Hitzah, because you have something inside your pocket, you can end up doing a Hitzah, be carrying. But even the case, place where you have an Erev, still says the place can problem out Muksa. You're walking around with Muksa inside your pocket, and maybe you have Muksa inside your pocket, and if you walk out with Muksa inside your pocket, you're even if it's the Rabbanon. Shagi the Rabbanon, the only thing you have to say to Ramon is only fast 40 days. No, Shagi the Rabbanon 40 days. But, Maestro, you have to chew for it. So the child effect of Nasikim and the innovation base, it's a suffix, you have Muksa inside your pocket. Suffix the Rabbanon Kula. So the people go to base the Kasha, and he has two tuotim, one territory sends you psachim that al of an aleph. The moment it says that suffix of molekula, but epshel buri bakal, very simple, check your pockets. If you have anything inside of it, epshel buri bakal. You have cheskes isser also, that usually the whole week you have looks inside your pocket. Therefore you have to check your pocket. That's one territory. Another territory says, the mashah, that true suffix of molekula. But here, since we're a smuchu akro, a smach on a pasik, as it didn't, of a derayt, it didn't look umro. In the case of chur tomas, tol tomuxo. It still says the Prima Golem. He's sending you to the Mashal, but Tiltul Muksa still is the Din of a Deraisa. The Mishnah Berurah says, you have to check your pocket, Saif Muksa, Saif Baisa. And the Isna Shaitzi, and I'm the Maisa Sabda Malakula. He answers, why? The Gmar Psochem Efshla Bure. That's all he says. He left out the second test of the Prima Golem. Why? Because the Khuri is going to hold, but Maisa Sabda Malakula, certainly by case of Tiltul. So it could be the Mishnah Berurah is going to argue the Prima Golem in this aspect. The Prima Golem is going against the Sam Saifa. But before the Mishabua and the place seem to go, the Klal in general is by Muksa, is Sabda Malakula, by case of Machalpas, by Tiltul, and Mukhur Nalak Yapim Godam. So what I'm saying is, when you learn the sugyas, again, you should try to always come out with maskana, but the klal again is tzavik, Japan is lekula. You could ask a kasha that the klal is by double shish from atirim, kumam sof, and bayad of dal of malif, the double shish from atirim with the sofik from machmer. Sofik from machmer. Now, it's muksa double shish from atirim, which obviously is usr, on Sunday it's mutter. So lekula is double shish from atirim, by sofik, shvi lekula. I don't know how well people look. What? Because Chavis has Muksa on Shabbos, and Sunday is not Muksa. So therefore, it should be a case every Sabbath. You know, even once it's Rabbanon. You want to say like some cipher, some of the Kula. But every by the Rabbanon, we say Sabbath by Dajjal Shesh Matim is the Kumra.
Why not? Anything in Shabbos is
Dajjal Shesh Matim. Right, so any Sabbath should be Makra. Yeah. So, not because the sugi, the three ways to answer the mice, why not? They discuss the poiskim. One reason is when you say Tavash Shish Matim is a Sasek, it's only Bimachma, it's only when it's a Sasek of the, in the Metzis, it's a Chayf, it's a Muxenat, but not if it's a Sasek of a Machlokis of poiskim. Maybe you don't say by Machlokis of poiskim. It's one child Machlokis of poiskim, you say it or not. The second thing is that on Sunday it'll be Mutter, but next Shabbat it'll be Mux again. And then Sunday will be Mutter, and then the next Shabbat will be Mux again. So the Machlokis, the Amor being done in the Yodei, the Semekov Beis, is something that will end up being, goes back to the original state, never be Mutter Legamri, is that a double Shish Matir or not? It's Machlokis, the Amor has 2 days over there, Machlokis Apoiskim, that's the second reason why it could be Sunday Geo. And a third reason is, Rashi and Dafkim on the Beis, and Beis says, what's double Shish Matir? Ash Tachlana Be'isa Tachlana Be'hatu. Why eat his Chayfetz? Right now, eat it tomorrow. Now, the Buddha explains, you can only eat it once. Why eat it today? Eat it tomorrow. But the stamshes of the chayfetz of the Yehuda, you can use today and tomorrow. So if you don't use it today, you lost out as the stamshes today. So the Yehuda comes to argue in Kivegra, again, the Machlokes is shown about them, but it could be, it does not apply the concept of don't use the Matirin, because it's not shayfetz the Svara, let's eat it today, why can I eat it tomorrow, because I'm losing my stamshes today. Find three different things in common commonly. The mice again, we come out the subject of Amun Kula, by the case of Muxa. Now, even though it's a Drabbanon, everyone likes putting the Maisa with the Goyin, but you should not take the Indian of Muksa lightly. They say, oh, the story of the Goyin, that one time, either him or his wife, by accident, he touched a klipa, a shell on Shabbos. Touched a klipa. He fainted. So, the story they say, well, they touched it, the Sforma say he meant he moved the Muksa on Shabbos, and he fainted. Why he touched Muksa? They revived him, and when he hopped again, they moved the klipa on Shabbos, he fainted a second time. Then a third time. So finally, when he revived him a fourth time, or how many times, his wife, or his mother, depends what story you're reading, took the klipa and ate it, and showed his royal chilus autumn nipus amokso. Why is the going? He fainted from it. Kubi was chatters, the some sacred rites about in the tzavim, the inn of all the mitzvahs, he says, be chlevis levavis, be put upon a person's heart, that should not be stam mitzvahs, it should be something with that. Tivi should be in nature. This is the actuality in the reality in life. It gives you a marshal for the Sam Sefer. For example, someone who touches Muksa should be as if he burnt himself by a hot coal. You burn yourself, people will fire their faint. That's the material. Even with the abundance of the Sam Sefer, you should look at the chayim of the love of the person. You should relate to it. The mamash is a burning coal. When it goes to the case of the Muksa, it's mamash, of course, it's the most negative thing on Shabbos at all. But all Lamtas and Lachas, the Bar and Teich and Abishal, the Chur and Muksa, if anything and everything you move on Shabbos, you move Gestenta, if you move Gemara, it's custom among the Teich, if you move anything on Shabbos, it's very negative. And you should, again, try to ingrain inside you as a Chavis of Allah Shabbos, because Havash Bizecher to reach the Majeg of the Gra and faith if you move Muksa. Well, let's all look at that Dhamma. Go to Sabbath HaSukya. As the Mishnah says, "Kol kelim mitom b'shabbos, dalsoim imohim." All kelim can take a Shabbos. The Rashi tries to explain doesn't all kelim mean any kelim that's ready to move on Shabbos. You can take dalsoim imohim, even though it broke. Shall they get a Shabbos? She'ena doim l'dalsim abayis. She'ena min emufim. First shaila, the Rambam is asking, what does it mean dalsoim imohim? Doors imohim with it. Avada, when you have a box with the door, avada you can move the door when it's next to the box. What's the chiddush of the ratio of the Mishnah? So Rashi says, "Balsu sheishlam b'tzidon imam." The nitom imam, the two words imam, I don't know. It could be one imam. It's actually looking at Rashi the rift before. There's only one imam over there, and over here Rashi balsu two imam. I'm not sure. But when the Mishnah says imam, so One malach, you can say like the Ritva says, it's Akiva Faithful, or Tosu it says, it's Akiva Seifu. And command, there is no Kiddush in the Beisho. The Beisho, it says, you can move the door, the body can move the door with the boxes connected. The Kiddush is the point to come tell you the Seifu. Now the Tosu Kadoshim, on the Mishnah, he says, the point of Imam is coming to tell you the Tama Dava, why it's mutter by the Sefer. It's a Bia Dava, what's as far, why is this case, why the Sefer, when it says the door gets broken off from the back, the door itself you can move. Why can you move the door? Why? Because the Asar Imam. That's the Tama Dava. That's what's Shad is. The Bethim Shad, the Mishnah, well, this din, this Chur Machlok, Shad Machlok, Shad Machlok, the Shad of Eklar is this door that it has to be ready for Shemush right now. That means on Shabbos you had a box, the door was connected to it. The door came off. This door right now, is it usable? Can you sit on the door? Can you use it as a tray to serve people? Is it a usable thing right now? Well, no, right now it has no assumptions at all. That's it. If it will never be connected, you throw it out in the garbage. Except, since you connect it tomorrow, therefore right now it's not going to be mokso. How do you look at this door, the door right now? Right now the door has a shimush, or right now the door itself does not have a shimush? So if you look at the ritual, so the Ritva writes very clearly that it says even though right now it has no shimush for anything at all, the Maisa, since it's going to be connected tomorrow, therefore Akav Avim, since the box itself is not mukso, the door itself is also not mukso, and that's the core of the Chiddush of the Mishnah. We're going to have a sugya later on in Kuf Kavdal that touches things down that by Shiva Kalim you have, let's say, a vase that breaks on Shabbos and breaks into 1,000 pieces. The machlokes over there, Chama and Rehuda, but let's go to Chama's malach or Yitaskin, that if the long is the glass is ready for any shimush at all, it can be used as a bottle cap, then it's not mukso. Why? Since it was a clean before Shabbos, or even and it broke, therefore, even when it breaks, if it's ready for any malacha, was a clean, still is a clean, even though it's ready for any malacha, not even the same malacha, says the Chama, therefore still is a clean, and therefore it's not mukso on Shabbos. The shell is, if that's true, by the case of Shiva Kaluf, but what is our Mishnah talking about? If our door also has a shimush right now, so if on Shabbos it was ready for malacha, with the door connected to the box, it broke off the door from the box. If you tell me this door is ready for malacha, it should be the same exact case as Shiva Kalim. What's the difference between Shiva Kalim and the difference between the case of Adelis connected to the table? Therefore, the Tosuid and the Ritva Tosuid and the Chor says this is a chalik. If a case of Chavdal and Beis, the case over there has to be right from Malacha. Over here, it does not have to be right from Malacha. Why? Because since the box, the Kli itself is the Kli, therefore the door itself is a Kli, Agav Avim. The mind of our Sugya over the Sugya of Dalad, they do not need to be right for any Shemush. That's its mind. Why? Because Agav Avim. That's the Chilut between our Sugya and the Sugya later on. That means again, you do not need it to be right for any Shemush. If you read Tosis, the Makhla Adrahavot, he seems to say the same thing. He writes, he's discussing between the two sugyas. And he writes, the dying oinu malacha rishayno is still right for the first malacha, the right is chava akisa ima kli. And it's right to connect the covering back to the kli. Now there's a shayla, he says, viroi, it sounds like two different things. However, the way the Taz brings it down, well, all the rishayno looking around, and the mishruan brings down place this, it's basically saying the main point is it's right to connect it back. Since it's right to connect it back, therefore, why isn't Lamaisa a Kli the door? The whole reason why it's a Kli, it's right to connect it. That's what Tosfos says. So again, we have a Ritva, a Tosfos, and Tosfos, but why is it a Kli? It's really a Tavir. Look in the Ram on the Rif, look in the Kedusha Ram. Also, the right, the point is, because you can put it back the way how it was. The reason why it's a Kli, you can put it back the way it was. So we have one Mahalach among the Rishonim, the fact is you can put it back the way it was, therefore it's a Kli. Nothing to do with right now it's Roi Tashimush, not Roi Tashimush. Among the Paiskim, in fact, the Taisus brings it down that way, the Taz brings it down that way, Taisus. The reason why it's a Kli is because Roi Lefkaber sounds like he's not need any Shimush, and the Prima Godim writes it clearly black and white. He writes, what's the difference between the two Halachas? That in Sif Vav, said the case of Shiva Kalim, in Sif Ches, in Sif Shin Ches, brings down the case of Adelis that's connected to Bax, says the Prima Godim, the Chalik is, that why have we write to the right to the rich, right to a malacha by Shiva Kalim, says the Prima Godim, because it is no Kli here at all. Masha Enkein by the Dallas, it does not have to be right to any malacha at all, says the Prima Godim. Why? Because it's not Mukhti, it is a Kli, Agav Avim. Brought down that way by the Mishnah also, same exact words, that does not have to be right to any malacha at all. The Tila Dovid, the Tzai Sashulchan, the Mincha Shabbos, the grass goes this way. the Derech HaChayim, the Nesivos goes this way. And among the Hindu Kupolitskim also, the Zilber, Bavosner, Rabbi Asher, Rabbi Moshe, they paskin that we do not need any Shemesh at all to be Roy right now, as long as it's Agar Avim, it's Naksin and Mukhtar. Now, the Maitre is the Imam Yitzkiddush. If you think about it, this door has no Shemesh. Mukhtar of Pashas, you make it das. Why make it das? You do not, could have no Shemesh for it, I'm not going to use it on Shabbos. So if the Imam Yitzkiddush, the Mishnah is saying, the fact that there's no Shemesh at all on Shabbos, but since it's connected tomorrow on Sunday, therefore, right now, in your mind, as a Kli, it's a Kli, it's not Mukhtar. Even though Be'etem, the touching up the das of a person, could be that the saying, the way a person works, you're not Mekat das. The person looks at it being what? It's part of the box. Part of the box. I'm not Mekat das. It's part of the box. I might not physically use it, but it's part of the box. What's part of the box? It's not Mukhtar. Atal HaShenim, the Moisef Rashi, the bring down Rashi and Kukavov on Beis, Rashi will be determined on the Sugya by Vyatnam, we're discussing by Kisa Keli, has to have a Shemesh for it. So it says, I am our Mishnah, where's the Shemesh for the door? Says Rashi, Masisim, it says, Noitlim, Yesh Teres Kli Aleim, why do you run the Yashiv Aleim, Ulas Aleim, Mazonis Lakotim? Our door on Shabbos right now does have a Shemesh. With the Shemesh, the fact that you can sit on the door on Shabbos, you can sit on the door, the fact that you can put food on it to serve to cotton, the door right now has a Shemesh on Shabbos. Now Rashi does not say it by us called Beis and Beis. Rashi sounds like Tosfos, it's only Gezeirah as Chabbos Agav Avim. So now someone will say that Rashi and Kufchav Vav and Beis going Dafka and Chidus Rabbi Yechonon, why can Rabbi Yechonon hold even a Kisa Keli has to have a Shemesh, Kufchav Beis going like Tosfos, someone say no, Rashi is a you have to learn all the Rashi together, it really goes hand in hand. The shadow of what class Rashi is. However, there are other Rishonim more clearly who hold Mamash Mahalach. Look in the Shitil Aran. The Shitil Aran, he writes, yes, Ayla Maisa should be Muksa on Shabbos. Why is it not Muksa? So he writes, why is it not Muksa? Because it's right to do Ke'in the Malacha that was done before on you. It's right to take this thing and use it as a cover on top of the box, even though you're not going to connect it until tomorrow. Because it's right for Malacha that you have a box, your door came off. You can't connect it while Hashem and Yitzhakah. But so what? You can't connect it. The Maisik, you can take it and put it on top and use it as a cover. Says the Shitil Aran. Therefore, it's not Muksa. Because why? Right now, it's right for Malacha. Look at the Miri also. They say, why is it not Muksa? Because right now, it's right for the original Malacha. They did not mention that one word. It's right in the Chaber. You can connect it. They don't mention that you can put it back the way it was. They say, it's not Muksa. Why? Because right now, it's right for Malacha. Right now, it's right for Malacha. If you look at the Rimon and Il, they say the same thing. The Piskeriyas also says that right now it's right from Mokhan, therefore it's not Mokhan. So there are two reasons what Shana Mishnah is. Is it not Mokhan the door? Why? Because since it can be connected in Agav Avim, it's not Mokhan. Kortosis, from a first way in Tosis Rid. Or you have the other Malach, the Sheet of Iran, Kubi Rashi, that it's not Mokhan. Why? Because right now it's usable. Right now you can use it to sit upon, you can use it to serve ethically, serve it as to children to eat things upon it. Also among the Paiskim, the Rosh Hashulchan, the Sosan, Mamish, like the Sheet of the Ran, and he writes, it has to have a Shtamshit on Shabbos. Have no Shtamshit, it will be Mokso. The Moshin, Tituloi Shabbos, and Egush Moshin, or Chaim Kelkei, he's also Machmer. The Shmir Shabbos has to be Machmer. The Magram has to be Machmer. So Machlokes, Rishonim, Machlokes, the Paiskim, if something that's broken on Shabbos, so they have to have a Shemesh on Shabbos itself. Now let's take the Machmirim. The Machmirim are saying, why is it not Mokso? They're coming saying it's not Mokso because right now it's ready for Shemesh. The Chura, the Raya, that's the other Shem and the Paiskim say why their Raya is it did not be ready for any Shemesh. If not, what's the difference between Kukhov Beis and Beis and Kukhov Dalud? But Shiva Kalim is ready for any Shemesh, it's not Mokso. So what are you in our Mishnah for? What's the Milo? What's the our Mishnah, the same Mishnah as later on? The same exact thing, same thing? So if you read the Sheet of the Miri, it sounds that way. They sound like the whole point of our Mishnah, the Echonami, there's no Milo in the door. We come and say lafuke the door of to the mechubal karka. The whole point of our mission is she ain't doing without the bayis she ain't lefi she ain't mina muchon. The problem is that our mission is nami why is not mukso. It's mam shiva came the same exact time, same exact reason. There's no differences. Our mission, the chiddush of our mission is I left the door to the house to be a case that is also that is not mukso. No, there it is mukso. Why? Says Rashi, because when it was on the house, it was not a kli. When it's disconnected, it still is not a kli. It's not mukhah, it's not a shame kli. The whole point of our mission is the same mission right on. The same thing as Shiva Kalim. Both of you right for Shemesh. Except our case is that the fact is that by door to house, there's no kli. Therefore, it's mukhah. What?
But you wouldn't be able to use the tenets of a house.
So what? But the Maaseh, as the Mishbu explains, since you've planned to put it back, it still doesn't have a Shem Kli upon it. Still doesn't have a Shem Kli. Agnes, the Gemara says Agav Aviyam. Who are they going to send the words? The Gemara says Agav Aviyam. That only can tell you why there's a Milo of Sunday over Shabbos, and that's not the Hesher. I mean, it comes out of two different ways from saying Agav Aviyam. According to the Tosfos, read Agav Aviyam is a Hetish way. The reason why it's Mutter, why it's not Mutter, Agav Aviyam. According to the Shittu L'Ran, the Agav Aviyam is just the reason why I think between Shabbos and Chol, Chol is more of a reason to be more makel than Shabbos, more reason to be makel than Shabbos. It's all come and say. But that's not the Tama Hetter. Tama Hetter is Mavashiva Kalim. That's the Pashas. The Chut HaShani, Mr. Kirel, he also uses Kasha on these Poskim, these Rishonim and Poskim. He seems to have a different Malach. He writes, when this sukkah is any time he's Rabbi Yehuda, and we have to come on, we have to write any Malacha, even the Rabbi Yehuda, who says that usually by Shiva Kalim, his sheet is, has to be write the same exact Malacha. Here, even if that word the same Malacha, Ke'e Malacha still won't be a case of Malach. This is a Chiddush Dachman Sheet Rabbi Yehuda. It's a Chiddush like Malach in the Chut HaShani. Could we maybe say a third Malach, how did you show him a learning difference between Shiva Kalim and the Balsoyan? Is that better? There are three sugyas, three different Gemaras. I'll have to get back to them, know them well, clear. Okay, we have one Gemara on Kufabez and Beis, a Delta table. Here, the lock is, it breaks off, not Mokso. We have a case of Shiva Kalim, Pas Lach Chomim, that if it's ripe any Malacha, it's not Mokso. We have the third case, Gemara Kufla Meches, by a case of a Kiro, we have a Tanur, that breaks off a leg on Shabbos, two legs on Shabbos, a Vada, it's Mokso. Breaks off one leg on Shabbos, also Mokso. Why? Says the Gemara and Rashi, Shema Yitaka. The fact that you have a leg that breaks off from a Kiro, and by moving down from Shemadesh, in the same case, you have a bench, that the leg breaks off on Shabbos, you cannot move the bench, you cannot move the leg on Shabbos. Why? Because maybe you take it, and Shema Yitaka, you'll jam it in together, and do a Maisa, a Binyan, a Maisa, a Makar Patish. The Shema Yitaka says, that's why it's Mokso. Lavishal is, what's the difference between the Alsayim to the table? That there, you cannot connect the door back to the box. Why? Shemi Yitaka. Yet it's not Mukhsi. A lot of metal to it. How? That's Siftes and Simchim Tes. Yet in the Siftes Zayin, the mob brings down, by the case of Kira and Safsul, when a leg comes out from a Safsul, from a bench, Shemi Yitaka cannot put it back, and therefore it's Mukhsi. Shemi Yitaka says, therefore it's Mukhsi, because maybe come and jam it back one inside the other. Why the one case Shemi Yitaka is Mukhsi? And one Shemi Yitaka is not Mukhsi, just you cannot connect it. As a fact, that's going to. The Olim, I think, know this halacha from a different case. People have glasses. Well, let's say a lens pops out or the handle falls off. The Poskim say that if it's right to put back on, not only that you cannot put it back on, Hashem Yitaka, Binyan Makapatish, but you can't even move it. It's Mukhsa on Shabbos. It's Mamash Mukhsa. Why? Because maybe Shem Yitaka. Shem Yitaka. So if that's true, so why by the Alfeim, why don't we have the same problem? Why is it not Mukhsa? You just can't connect it. Why is it not Mukhsa? So you could say the case of a Kira and a Safsal is darkened by that case, not by other cases. Fine, maybe Yeshua wants to say that, but the hell with it. But Ikea, the place you want to go, Shabazam, Yashiv, and others, they want Taino, that by Dalsem Imam, the tape itself, the box itself, is ready for its ritual Shemush. The door is a Kli, the door is not a Kli, it fell off from the box. The box itself, was a box, put things inside, still is a box. Just you lost the door. Mashenkin, when the bench, the leg fell off the bench, the mount of Shemush for the bench, you can use it. You can maybe sit on one end with three legs and try to sit up on it, and you can use it for Shas and Chak. But the Ikka Shemush and the way it's there to be used is not here at all. Therefore, when it's the Ikka Shemush is gone, Shemi Taka can make it Muksa. Can make it come and put it together because you want to use it. Mashenki, the box itself is not Muksa because the box itself is really for its original Shemush. Therefore, once the box itself is not Muksa, also the same is not Muksa, Akavariyam. The same is also not much to argue with the box itself. So he's like Numa Tachoinim. They say with the more of a beer. Alright, Lou has that. So, that'd be very good. If so, it could be that what's the mile of Asugyo? When the Gemara says over here that you need Al Gabe Aviyam, could be forget that according to the places where the video is saying Agavim is the reason why he's commentating that the Kli, the Delos, the Agavim is also just like the backs of the Kli, the Hodin, the Delos of the Kli. But it could be according to the other Rishonim, the Shita Ran, the Fashotim Paskins, that the Delos has to be right for any halacha. The point of Agavim is coming to tell you why it's not Shemi Yitaka. Why do we have a problem with Shemi Yitaka? And say it should be Muksa. Because maybe, just like by the case of by a kilo and a fasol. The case of Shemi Taka tells you cannot put it back as muksa. Let over here also say Shemi Taka, and it'll be a case that should be muksa of Shemi Taka. Agav Avim is going to come and tell you that the Ma'il Ram Mishnah over the case of Kukov Dalas is that over here you should have nothing by you. You should have a problem with Shemi Taka, should be muksa. Agav Avim can tell you no, since the Av itself is Roy for Shimush, therefore the leg itself is also Roy for Shimush, and therefore it won't be muksa. No, you still have Agav Avim. You don't have. You do. Just you might think it's the Kiddush HaYom you won't have. Like I said, the Mile of Shabbos over the weekday. You still have Agav Avim. According to the Meshavua Paskins, they fall off during the week. You don't have Agav Avim. It's not like any Shimush. According to the Meshavua, you still have the Agav Avim. Just you might think there's a more Agav Avim on Shabbos. Why? Because when enter Shabbos, it was a Kli. In the body, you still have Agav Avim, even when it fell off during the week. Sorry? Oh, so your last is the shell now is, where do you draw the line in this terrace? We're saying there's a difference between Akira and the Safsal, the time right for Shemush, or even though it's right a little bit, but only Bishas at Chak, Masha Inking, by the back best is right for Ikka Shemush. Now, are your glasses, it is right to, you can put it on your glasses with one lens. It's right for Shemush. Best is Shas at Chak. Or you can take one lens and you put it by your eye. Best is Shas at Chak. Of course, we're in the case of Akira and Safsal. We'll get, there'll be other cases we have to go to the line, we'll get different cases, one other case we'll get to. But that, this terrace is what the place can say. Tell us how, where, what the level of B'shat and Chak was being Muksa, and where is it not B'shat and Chak, where the Ikashim is still there, and it won't be Muksa. That's going to be a Shiloh. Let's take a case and we'll see where it comes from. Everyone discusses the case of a button on Shabbos. A button falls off your shirt on Shabbos. Is it Mamash a case of bells up to a table? A pisvaryal should be mamash case of a door that fell off the box of Shabbos. Your button fell off your shirt is a kli. Your button fell off it on Shabbos. So it says, we ask you, of course, tell upon the machlekes from the Rishonim on the Paiskim, if it, the button has any shimush right now. It's manazah, the Paiskim being down, the ikka, the button does not have any shimush, even though the Rav Adis one time the button does have a shimush. The pasha is the button is manazah, it does not have a shimush. And therefore, we ask you one day, not the Paiskim will hold. That a button does not, that a del does not need any shimush, therefore won't be muksa. Who would then make a button not need any shimush, and a button falls off your shirt on Shabbos, or Shabbos won't be muksa. Therefore, the Mitzvah Shabbos, he is making, so the button is not muksa on Shabbos. The Mitzvah Zahava, Rav Zilber writes that way, the Emotion is Matzkan is that way, Rav Shambhag is that way, they pass in a button on Shabbos is not muksa.
Why is it not muksa?
Because you connect it tomorrow. It's not the case of a door connected to a box. The button falls off, you pass it, you connect it tomorrow. Mamash be a case of a dalos, a fellow for a door. However, not the Paiskim. They say you have to have a shimush on Shabbos, just like the door fellow has to be right to serve upon, to sit upon. Therefore, the button of the manazah is not right for anything, and therefore should be muksa. Therefore, Moshe, the Yisim, the Tulay Shabbos, by the button, it says the manazah has no shimush, and he's choshe. Therefore, Moshe says, it might say there's muksa. The Shmir Shabbos says it should be machmer, the Shalmud says it should be machmer, the Kitzvah Shabbos says it should be machmer. So Mamash, the same machlokes we had beforehand, the same machlokes, this manzeh among the paiskim, same exact thing, same machlokes by button, that's what someone will learn. However, by button, there are numerous more problems to discuss, building upon the same minion. Let's say the door fell off the box. Now this door, you can put on back in any box. Last door, you can put back to this box. Does it now still have the head of the Delos Agav Avim? Is the only reason why the Delos Agav Avim is because everyone in the Ein Bnei Adam looked at the box and the door was a Kli, it's going to be a Kli together. Today it's not connected, so the Maaseh still is a Kli. But if you're going to put it back on another door, you're going to put it back somewhere else, is that Maaseh case considered as if it's also Agav Avim? It's going to be put back to another place. So really you have to discuss the question beforehand. We'll discuss first the question beforehand. Let's say it never was connected. You have a button on the floor on Shabbos. Clever Mitzvah Shabbos, he's Mesupik. He said the button was never connected at all. But everyone knows this button is going to this shirt. Is that a case of agavavim? Do you have a het in that case? He's misopik, ends up being misopik. Talam the paiskin, metaina, no. Avada agavia means something that was, but was a kli, lost in the ritva, lost on the ground. The paiskin means it was a kli, and it comes to be machda, put it back to where it is. It does not lose its shame kli. The pash is, what's the point of agavaviyam? Well, the point is that I'll say, well, it's not moksha. You have to reconnect it to where it came from. And therefore, not, since you're going to reconnect it, therefore, it's not lose what it had. That's the pashtus. So even though the mitzvah of Shabbos is misopik, send the paiskin back, be'ikud halacha is, that you have to be something that once was connected, and you're reconnecting it to that. Once you say that, so maybe it has to be dafka to that thing. Maybe dafka to that thing you're connecting it to. And let's say you're not going to be dafka connected to that, echnami will be mukso. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman says, and before in Chaim Noach, says the Shulchan says, that let's say a button falls off your shirt. Now this button, if a regular button falls off, you go to your wife or whoever, seems to sew it on. You don't have to give them that button. They take any button to sew it on. Lav dafka, that button is going back to that shirt. Even when I give my wife the button, she always takes any other button out. This goes back into the drawer or the jar with all the buttons inside. So if so, says Shlomo Zalman, even if you want to say a button does not need any shimush, and therefore it's not mukso. But here it's mukso. Why it does not have the head of agavavim? Because since you don't plan to put it back to where it is, therefore it's not a chilik of the kli, and it's but the shame kli, and therefore it is mukso. Rav Scheinberg, he quotes this malach in Shalma Yehuda, in Simon Amdalid, and he disagrees. He kind of, the fact that a person does it or doesn't do it does not lose its shame that it was a kli, and still it's going to be a kli. The fact that you choose not to, he says, not totally up to the das b'nei Adam. Now if you look at Shabbos, he's the Shtasa, he numerous times among Shabbos, he says, we don't look at the ein b'nei Adam. The Moshe says, Basachai, raw meat. The Gemara says, it's not Moksa. Why can Shaykh eat it? I have his man says, Moksa not. The Moshe says, yeah, or Shulchan says, yeah. Why? Because people in the Maitre are not going to eat it. Shabbos says, because you're not going to eat it, does not make it its way to be eaten. We don't look at the das b'nei Adam. We want to say that the das b'nei Adam, that it is Maitre, a case that's not Moksa. Similar case, a very practical case, is these chad pami plates, your plastic plates, your plastic tablecloth, used on Shabbos, you finish eating. Can you take the plate and put it in the garbage? Well, no, right now it's mukhsa, right now it's an oven. This is an oven. The plate's one time now. You finish using it, the plate you put in the garbage, it's mamish, it's mukhsa. It has no use for you, you're not going to use it ever anything else, it's mukhsa. Therefore, to clean it, take it away, you have to put on something else. You have to go through the lachas of having metal mukhsa on Shabbos. Shaman Lishtasa says, just because you're spoiled rats, and we are us Americans, other people, where you have plastic plates over and over, and we are throughout society, does not make it eat being etymistically. You choose to throw it out, so you throw it out etymistically. So instead of Shaman, sending my bosses, but the seed is something that came from a shirt, and therefore, even though it, and it was a kli, and it's going to be a kli, you choose not, and it's really to connect to the shirt. In fact, really to connect to the shirt still is a kli. You choose not to, that's your task. That's what Shamik says. But the Maisa, it's just the Shtasa, his Mahalchi, learned from the whole thing of Mukhsa. However, the Maisa, I think, once the Shamik Zalman says, to be Machmur, so Likas Ramon with the Shamik Zalman, that Tula Shabbos, the article, whatever, the different books went with the Shamik Zalman, it says, a regular button on Shabbos would be Mukhsa. However, a button, that a special button, a fancy button, that's in a dress, then Echami won't be Mukhsa, not the person who says you not need any Shimush, because that button you'd be Machmur to put it back to that outfit. There's no other button to connect it. They want Michalik, what type of button we're talking about? A fancy button, you won't be mukta, not to make kilim. And something that's not fancy, will be mukta. Places we'll have to get to, that's the seventh sugya. The meaning is you make, the shell is wine, good kasher wine. By meat, meaning it's not wine, that's a different time. Another shallow.
Why is it?
Why a fancy button? Because you assume you'll put it back to that outfit. The whole, Shlomo Zalman wants to say the whole reason why to be machmir is because who's going to put it back to that kli? Maybe we put it back to a different kli. By fancy button, the person who sees it saves it and is going to put it back because it's very hard to find the same.
Fancy button
can be mutter. Yeah, enough the makilim will hold for something you don't need any shimush and shabbos will be mutter. Enough the makilim, get my folks up on his kli. Another shadow they discuss, time to take the weird, also get a case of a button. The Tosafot read over here says that this case of Balsam Imam is not Muksa. Why? Because you do not need a Maisa Umam, you do not need a professional to put it back. But if you need a professional to put it back, it will be Muksa. Now look at the Piskei Rid, it seems to say people say one reason why you put the I'll say over how the oil the place can bring it down, the place is ruined. They bring it down off his far. The whole reason why the delus is mutter is because just like it was a kli, it will be kli, it does not lose the same kli. Mashenkin, if something you need a meiser umun to put back, dealing with what the Ram says by Oskar called Bez and Bez, by the sugya of Shem Yitaka, the Oyva has been in Bekalim, why Oyva opinion? He says, since you need an umun to put it back, it lost the same kli in Ganson. If you need an umun to put it back, this door towards the box, it's not a kli anymore. It's not, has no shaykhis from one to another, there's no agam avim anymore. It's lost the shaykhis, and if you put it back, says the Ram, even the meiser boino. Therefore, it says the place is weird. If you need an umun to put back something, also you won't have the heter of Agav Avihim. You won't have this heter of Balfayim. Now, first, Halacha, the Apostle can bring it down, the place is weird, the Chut HaShani, Rabbi Yashiv, Shami Yehuda, Shami Zalman, they paskin that if you need a mice umun of his Svarah, you do not have this heter of Agav Avihim. Now, a button, to sew it back on. First, Shailor, is that a case of you need an umun to sew it back on? First, do you need an Uman or not? Anyone can do it. So first, you can start playing with the get of Uman is. The other who writes that connecting a button, you do not need an Uman. It's a Maisa Hedges, but it needs a Kli Uman. Therefore, it's on the gate of Nishailo. The Chodeshani, when he writes it, he writes an Uman's going to connect it, but a Hedges can do it. So how do you look at it that way, he says? Who's going to connect it? Anyone can connect it. Any Hedges can do it. But you do a lousy job. You can give it to a professional, or someone not even professional. You give it to your wife who knows what she's doing. So if an Uman is going to do it, but a Hedi can do it, starts clearing, does it lose its same Kli or not? Because since it can be done through a Hedi, maybe it doesn't lose its same Kli. Misopic. So again, the button can cut two things. Maybe there's not a get nichol get of Uman, and even if there's a get of Uman, it's shaked to a Hedi to connect it. It's not the shadow cut by button. However, Rav Scheinberg, he also quotes this Tosis Rid. The first he has the Chiddush Mahal from Tosis Rid. Second, what Tosis Rid says that you need an Uman to connect on Shabbos. Therefore, it won't be a heter of Dalsem Imam, and it will be Muksa. Says the Shadrach, it means, since you need Umar to connect it, therefore you're not going to connect it. The title of the Matisse, you're not going to connect it. The Umar do it, you throw it out, you're not going to connect it. If you are going to connect it, the Vata, it's Akhav Avim, why should not be Muksa? Who cares how you can connect it? Through a Umar, through a heter, who cares? Your mind gets Kiddush Shukha Peshat in the Tosfos Rid. Therefore, he says, Echami, even if you need an Umar, he wants to make him. He said, but I look among the steamers of Paiskim, no one brings down this Indian, look at the Shavuot, the Shulchan, no one brings down, they need Umar to connect it, therefore lose its shame, Kli, and therefore it's Muksa, no one says it. Now, you can just argue on the Shamburg and say the reason why no one brings it down, it's Apisora, makes sense. The reason why is because the whole reason why it's a Kli right now because you can't connect it, and it's aiming to connect. But if you need Umar to connect it, it's lost the whole Sheikh, it's a dual lost the Sheikh in the box. The problem is to check the shirt if you need Umar to connect it. Like the Iran says, that if you lose that when it's broken off and you need Umar to connect it, it's a new Maisa Baina. It's Baina, it's Saisa. It was destroyed and it was not put back. It was remade. It ended up being a new Kaili. So Maisa, again, the Paiskim are Maisa. Once you are Maisa based upon this, that you need to say an Umar, then an Umar will not have the set of Balsam Imohim. You can take the next case. The case of the Mishnah is affiliation is factor, even though the thing broke off on Shabbos, therefore still it's not Muksa. What happened if it broke off on Shabbos? Not that it came disconnected, it broke off. So the Tila David is a Mesopic, Lamashal, how the Shalom Yehuda brings it down, a door comes off the hinge, you put it back on, fine, it comes off and on, no problem. But let's say if it broke off and you have to take a hammer's nails and hammer it in, it broke off. Or by bench, by a safsal, a broke off, that even though without the Gzer Shem Yitaka, it still will be Muksa on Shabbos. If you need to do a Maisa to reconnect it, not just to put it back the way it was, not just to, if it came off, you're putting it back, but to do a Maisa, just like when Uman you have to do a Maisa, here also you have to do a Maisa to connect it, something that broke off, that also, Tila Dov is Mesopic if it's Muksa on, if it has the header of Akiv Avihim. It's Mesopic. Now, of course, it was only built upon this heter, this reason of Uman. If an Uman to come to Machmer, so it broke off, also maybe it's lost its connection to the thing where it came from. My season was Sufik, it's brought down Shabbat Yehuda, Rabbi Yashav is Machmer, Kitzel Shabbat is Machmer, Tzertu Shabbat is Machmer. If you swear it's hard to hear, the Stimus of Polishkim don't sound that way. The only reason you can say maybe the Stimus of Polishkim say that, because the case is in this Parku, they don't write Nishbru, they don't write that case. If Shabbat is Meister Mishtofa, he is Michael. The article is Michael. The Shell is the same case by this the sparkle, even my case of Nishpru, even though when it broke off.
What's the difference between
Nishpru
and sewing a button now?
Oh, so therefore the one saying, not the reason to be machmer, sewing a button, not the reason, it's just like by Nishpru to be machmer, when my sewing a button also used to be machmer. Why? Because the case of Nishpru, it broke off. I'm trying to machmer, I'm trying to. So come up by button, first of all, it's machloik, let's take a button, practical. Button fell, you fell off your shirt on Shabbos. One of machloik is, if it's ready for, it, right now that we've got any shimush. Machloik is, we shenem and paiskim. One. Even if it's, we can be make on that case, you have machloik and paiskim, if since maybe you won't put it back to that shirt, also maybe you'll still won't have the tether. Two. Three is, maybe it's nifl get of umam. Four is, even that nifl get of umam, maybe it's nifl the chumma of nishpur, it was broken. So we have numerous reasons. I think the meaning of the oil was to be machmer, and therefore the oil, what they do when it falls upon Shabbos, they metal with baraglo, they kick it with the foot. I can tell me the chadnisha is not kick it with the foot. Fine, but over here certainly we go pesach mishnebura that tilda begufa is mutter in the case of sarif. Certainly can make all, and the oil seems to kick it with the foot. Seems to be meaning to be machmer and kick it with the foot. Unless again you always have Scheinberg or other poskim, or the ma'aser are makel or the zolbas makel. Ma'aser, I think the meaning of the oil is ma'aser to be machmer for all these reasons. One other shadow is cost is when this door fell off the box on Shabbos, let's say the box itself broke into pieces. But you can reconnect the box and reconnect the door to it. Do you need the box to be around anymore? Do you need the box still to be around? Or no, since it was a kli, it's gonna be a kli. Right now, the box is not here so awfully, I'll be remake the kli. So the shell declare for the master being down from Miri Kamal Furshaway, he writes, since right now the Kli itself is around, the box itself is around, therefore Agavim it won't be Muksa. And that's called the Kashab Yisparo, being down from Yashu that way, the Mazoba that way, that since the box itself right now is also is Roy to be a Kli, right now, therefore you have a Hep Agavim. You know, if the box itself won't be around, you won't have any Heter.
What do you mean, Noah?
The box is destroyed right now, and you sort. Later, we're going to be learning Erech till the Maskel till Tana Avodim Chachal Gimel and Beis. While going to the Sugya of Chassarim Kis, there are two Sugya of Chassarim Kis, one on Oman Aleph on the Chachal Gimel and Aleph, and one on the Chachal Gimel and Beis. The Sugya in between is the case of Tumah or other case of Klishim Maskel Issa, which we'll get back to. So even though it looks like we're going quick, we're going to focus on the name of Chassarim Kis, which is an Aleph and Beis. Just in the same with a story I saw that I bring down a maestro in 1954 when the Chazanish passed away, and this past week numerous Gedolim passed away. So the Chazanish passed away, it was Levaya and Maybach and Cheshvin. So it was a shishak upon the Olam, and it wasn't expected. The Gedol Dor, the Chazanish passed away, it was a took a toll on the Olam. So after Levaya, the Bachur of Berachah is 15 years old, he went to Beis Medrash, sat down. The Yeltsin of the Gemara was holding, he sat down. He wasn't focusing upon it, it was a hard day. Someone else walked into Beis Medrash, a middle-aged gentleman. He had a kapota, a black beard, strands of white. And he went over to this person, he saw he was the only one in Beis Medrash, and went over to him and says, told him, that we lost the line today. We lost leader of Klai Yisrael. Yet, however, we're still around, and of course, they told me the Pots and Kelis that a remate, and the Kelichai is more than a remate. Chadnish was a lion. Kelichai is more important. The core for that is the case by Mokso. Choftes and Beis, the Gemara they says, by Maisi Wadolamal, he passed away on Shabbos. So he was in the Shemesh, he was outside, in the sun, and it was Mamash of Bezoyin. So Shlomo sent to the Beis Medrash, can you move his father, Dovramal, away from the son of the Zion on Shabbos, and the Oidi Yitzhak Shaila, can you also feed the Kolosim on Shabbos, the dogs on Shabbos, the Velas, which is also Moksha? So Beis Medrash, the answer back, if your father, you can't move him on Shabbos, only as a Kigur Tinnik, why? Maisi is Moksha, it's a mace. Masha Enkin, for the Kolosim, you can cut off the Velas for the Kelev on Shabbos. So the Gemara, from the Pasuk Kelev, a Kelev Chai is God of Mary Mace. The person went over to the spotter, he grabbed him by his shirt. He told him, we lost the roar of the lion, we lost the lion, but we're alive and we're greater right now. Come, let's sit down and learn Torah. I sat down and learned Torah. Afterwards, the person asked him, Akav, what's your name? He said, my name is Shach, Laser Shach. Shach. Maiso, we lost the Muskedalim past week. We lost lions. However, Kalachai were Halpachas, Kalach, and Poppies. We're Maiso, we're greater than them. And what we have to do, why is the Kalachai greater than Arimais? The fact that we can do Torah mitzvahs, we can learn the Sugya Mokso, we can apply it and do Bepayal Torah made with the Maiso. And therefore, we can be Zerchus, we are, right now, Kalachai is greater than Arimais. Tak Mizorcha, that we even reached the Majego being a Rihai, even better. But that's, how do you do that? That's only when you sit down with the Sugya Mukso and you maybe in the day of our foil. Tak Mizorcha, that's the doing the Sugya.
Time to by Captain.